Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and it starts and it is a good morning. If you're listening under the sound of my voice to the Global Vision for Living Today show, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Many are saying the world is in turmoil. They're saying, I don't even know if I want to keep living. Things have gotten so out of hand. I don't understand them. I don't know why all the stores is closing up. I don't know why all the gas stations are talking about closing up with all these electronic cars and cars that don't need gasoline. Look at some of them now. Blowing up, catching fire on freeways, highways, byways. Man does not have the answer. Jeremiah 10:23 says, it does not belong to man. It just don't belong to man who is walking on 2 feet to even try to direct his own steps. The Bible says that. And let me tell you something. We better get in a hurry real quick, because right now I was reading that close to, 10,000 churches are closing up every year. And it's not going to be too many more to close up. But let me tell you something. All you ministers out there, all you preachers, let your people know that this is it. Michael Jackson had a hit song. This is it. Revelation, you don't see no more books laying around. Genesis and Revelation, we're at the end of Revelation. The Bible talks about new scroll, so you better get in a hurry to learn something about the coming of the new scroll. This is it. Can't nobody else lie to you about nothing. Revelation is it. The Bible says in Revelation 20 that all those going around deceiving people, who are them? They ain't going to have nothing more to say. Revelation, we're in it. God bless you for wanting to know what thus saith the Lord. Well, we got a tough topic. I know many of you are going to be calling in. I can hardly wait. But guess what? The topic of who will go to live in heaven and why is really going to shake up a lot, because you're going to find out you've been lied to by some of them men in them 2-3-piece suits and some of them women that just getting all up in there. I was looking at a picture of the 12 disciples. Not one woman. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not one woman standing up amongst them that said, now, that don't give men no kind of power to override and mistreat women. Bible says God created both of you and me, both of us. Don't get it twisted. Women have another job. You got a job. And from what I'm looking out, most men ain't doing their job. They standing up trying to suck up and soak up on God's glory. But who will go to live in heaven and why? That is what we're going to talk about today. Now, many have had it all wrong. No one of the churches are dying, dead, or closed to the people of the world. The masses of billions do not need to cattle up in heaven, but need to carry out God's original purpose on earth. Lying time is over. The truth must be told. And those held accountable for man's present plight, oh, yeah, you can't get out of that. Many of you out there say God called you to preach. He also called you to battle with Satan. Let me say it again. You're supposed to be out there battling with Satan, not trying to find collard greens after church on Sunday. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Lying time is over. The truth must be told. And those held accountable for man's present plight, I said it again. When Paul spoke of those being caught up in the twinkling of an eye, who was he talking to and why? Who would call their name and why? You're going to learn something here today. I'm not telling you don't go to church in the morning, but you're going to learn something today. We have Colonel Harrison with us today. He's a bona fide, ordained, licensed Christian minister, man of God, I'm glad he's with us today. Hi, Colonel Harrison. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Coppentino. Listening audience, doing well, doing well. Thank you for asking. Hope all is well with you.
Well, we really need you today because you're a minister of the cloth, and I've known you for years, and I've known about the ministry that you have, and I know about the church that you have. Every month I go on there and I look around, see if God is still getting the praise and not man walking up and down the aisles. I'm on there every month to see really what is going on. But now, you know, people got this thing twisted. I was listening to a minister that said the only way that you can talk to the dead is to let the dead know they're already dead and they got a place in heaven. Oh, my God. Show the audience. I won't call this minister's name. Very well-known televangelist. Oh, everybody thought that was so funny. But I said if they had read and he had read Revelation, I just said this is the end of it. There's no more books in this book called the Bible. Revelation 21 says, and I saw a new heaven, a new heaven. Now, let me tell you something. He said, and I saw a new heaven and, A-N-D, a new earth. God's original plan has not changed. In Genesis 1, 2, and 3, he made some statements. He has not changed. I just told you, and I can prove it because I have my Bible in my lap, and I don't see anything after Revelation. Do you? You better throw it away. That's a book of sorcery, not a book of the Bible. He says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Uh-oh. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, he wasn't lying. And I, John, saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Coming down to what? To where? Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven. Now we back up there, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He didn't say it was with angels. Hallelujah, praise God. He said the tabernacle of God is with men, and he would dwell with them, and they shall be his people. They call angels. They're called angels in heaven, not people. Bless and bless people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Ain't no crying up in heaven. Ain't no tears to be shed up in heaven. He said they're going to have eyes. And he's going to wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there should be no more death. It sure ain't no death up in heaven. Y'all out there been telling people this. No wonder you're closing up. Should be no more death, neither sorrow, nor cry. Ain't none of that up there. Everybody. What was John seeing and saying? Neither shall there be any more pain. Have you ever heard of somebody in heaven with pain? No, you have not. For the former things are passed away. He said, I'm going to make all things new. Right, but these words are true and faithful. I'm not going all the way through Revelation chapter 21 because Revelation 22, that's it. So all you ministers, preachers out there, I know Colonel Harrison is on his job. Y'all better go back and read it again. Don't get up there and say, oh, y'all gonna die and go to heaven. Don't say that. Go back and do some of your work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who will go to heaven? The one that God will call to heaven. Those are the ones. How is he going to do that? He's going to do it through his word. He said, I don't do anything unless I let my servants know. Well, why? There's a government up above our head in heaven right now. God got this thing organized. Down here on earth, the Bible says Satan was cast down and let loose. But you know what? I told someone, and I already know what I'm going to tell them if I'm alive for tomorrow, to get on up. Let me say something. He said that there's going to be resurrection. Name how many preachers you know and people that can even tell you what a resurrection is. They got to go all the way back in another language. A resurrection. Didn't say a resurrection in heaven. Come on now. Tell them right, and maybe your church will get full again. Because you know what? Generation Z, these people are looking and booking. They are killing themselves because the word is out that they don't have the answers to anything. They don't know why they were born. Their mama was born. And just to tell them four or five words and walk away, you already see y'all out there in the black cloak. It has not worked. It has not redeemed those that God said go out there and preach and teach to. It just hasn't done it. I have a report that I cannot wait to talk about in the morning. And guess what? It is talking about how so many of our youth is committing suicide. They do not have the answer. They don't have it. Those that say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I'm doing God's work. What is that? What is that? I was thinking about that through the night. What is God's work? His work is what his son said, to go ye therefore, not stand behind a microphone. I can do that. The dead man said he can do that. What is God's work? Y'all get this thing straight before you send somebody else to hell. What is God's work? Well, let's get the question answered. I see a lot of hands up. I can't get to you guys right now. I'm talking. Who will go to heaven? 1 and 2 Corinthians. Make sure you have your Bible. We don't have time to call all the scriptures. 1 and 2 Corinthians, read that. See what Paul told them, hanging around the Areopagus, hanging around the so-called goddess Athena, her temple. 1 and 2 Corinthians, read that. I done already read Revelation. I hope some scales done dropped from some of y'all's eyes, because you really need to have some of the scales dropping from your eyes. No wonder nobody believed nothing. Bible said Jesus and those apostles did so many miracles. Guess what? Ain't none today. Paul said they're going to pass away. There's some now going around claiming that they can do what the apostles did, raising them. Not one. Look them up on the internet. How many so-called pastors do you know that have raised the dead? Oh, I'm doing God's work. Well, why you ain't raised the dead? Oh, my God, the hands are jumping. Why you ain't raised the clapping? Why you ain't raised the dead? Why you have not called your modern-day Lazarus out the cave grave? Come on now. We got to go all the way back and give power and glory back to God where it originated from. How am I going to tell somebody I done raised the dead and the Bible says I got 70 or 80 and when I die, where's that gift going? Back to God? He don't need it. Y'all, tomorrow, make up your mind, and Colonel Harrison is going to speak in about 5 seconds. Make up your mind for once. You're going to tell the truth. I know some of y'all been standing around, God done called me 20 years. So what? So what? You ain't walked on water? Google and see who done walked on water. You ain't done that? Where's all the so-called gifts that you got supposedly got for God? Jesus said, you're going to do greater works than me. Well, where are they? Your tongue flapping? You see, standing up talking every week. It's gotten worse. World gotten worse. I hear, oh, world going to wear prophecy. Well, sit down then. Then you ain't got nothing to say. Then you already said it. Then that's it. Go eat, drink, and be merry. But right now, we got to figure out, because I'm going to pass off the scene. Colonel Harrison is going. You might be getting ready to go, but where am I going when I pass off the scene? Where am I going? Am I going to heaven? Am I? Did God whisper in my ear? Did some of the angels whisper in my ear? Did some of them fallen angels behind Satan holler in my ear and tell me, oh, yeah, I'm going there? What are you supposed to be doing when you get there? Get real. Be for real. What are you going to, where's your assignment? If you know you're going to heaven, okay, well, where is your assignment? God is organized, God. What has he told you you're going to do? Where are you going to be at? On what street? Golden Arch Street? Where you going? What you supposed to do? What's your assignment? Y'all don't go in there tomorrow, and you know, and I hope you know who I'm talking to, and start that rhetoric. Start out by talking about the resurrection. Now, if you do that, you probably won't have no more the next week, but at least God knows you standing for him. Who will go and live? Life is to live. Life is for the human element. Live. Flesh and blood, live. Who will go to live? What are you supposed to do? All y'all say you're going? If you, you know what? I'm not trying to boast, but them Jehovah's Witnesses would eat them up. And they be standing there. They sent me to the churches, said, you've been going to a you. I said, fine. I sure will. They eat them up. And they would ask these questions. Oh, you going to heaven? Oh, yeah. My pastor said, oh, yeah. He would say, and I too. Well, what will you be doing there? They would say some officer, oh, I'm going to walk around heaven all day. Get real, fool. You've been out of slavery too long. Colonel Harrison, how would you answer that? If one of your members come up and say, Reverend, when I die, am I going to go to heaven? And then why am I going there when the Bible in Revelation tells me there's going to be a new earth? And I know some of these, this major group says it's going to be a worldwide education for all those that are going to be resurrected. They come and probably haven't even heard the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, cut them to shreds at that door. Colonel Harrison, how do you answer that? Take us on out of here.
Yeah, first, Doc, I would refer them to Revelation chapter 20. You start Revelation chapter 21, very appropriate. Because both of those chapters in the book of Revelation, which is the last book of the Christian Bible, the 27th yeah. book called the book of Revelation, the revelator, the apostle John, who was the last living apostle, the disciple whom Jesus loved, he clearly tells us that there is a place called heaven, and it's above us, and it's referred to as a third heaven as God's dwelling place. Revelation chapter 21 gives the description in detail about the heavenly temple and so forth and so on. So, and in Revelation chapter 1, as you mentioned, Doc, in verse 1, John speaks to a new heaven and a new earth. So there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. That tells us already a heaven that exists. Presently, there's a heaven that exists. As there's an earth that mankind physically living, there's a heaven that God and his holy angels and his son Jesus Christ and God's throne is above us, above the earthly realm, brothers and sisters. And as we fast forward that from Revelation 20 and 21, please read it. Yeah, I just want to take you briefly to Matthew chapter 5. Jesus, God, the Son of God, had given a sermon when he was on earth over 2,000 years ago called the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is heaven, is the third heaven above. Then he also says in the same chapter, Matthew 5, verse 8, blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. So that tells us that we have to adjust our lives, change our hearts, change our mindset, change our thoughts to what God has had written by holy men of old in the Christian Bible that tells us how God expects mankind, man, woman, and child, to live our lives. And so we don't do it according to the way God has instructed, then we will not see that place called heaven.
that is above. It won't certainly, it won't see the existing heaven, won't see the new heaven. So people and all that getting, we got to get an understanding, and people got to turn back to the script on top of the word, the holy word of God, 66 books of the Christian Bible. It lays the foundation out of everything from Genesis, the beginning, to Revelation, the ending. And so I just teach based on the teachings in the Christian Bible, because all holy words of God are true, inspired by men of old that were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these spiritual true writings. And so that's the approach that I use.
Well, that sure is the approach that I know many want to hear, and many of you heard Colonel. But now let me ask any of you out there, and I'm talking to those wearing the cloth, because remember I said that at one point, this organization sent me out to them, said, no, you already got this. I need you to go ahead and get inside, infiltrate, because there's a lot in there that really don't know the word. But here, you go on, Marcia. I said, fine, I'm ready. Let me say something. You heard Colonel Harrison. The Bible says there's going to be a new earth. I want you to go tomorrow to your church. And I'm not against the pastors of the church. I already tried all of that. And I had a father that said, before he passed, he said to my children, he said, follow her. She has the truth. They was in there trying to say, mama won't let us wear pants in the kingdom hall. And no, it wasn't me. They didn't play that. If you was who you say you are, then you portrayed yourself like that. But let me tell you something. When you get in there tomorrow, just ask any of them. Any of them. I hear the 8-year-old coming down, done came down, and he's preaching strong. And I know another I just met. Hey, let me say this. Ask him. He said, oh, yeah, the Bible said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Well, who's going to be on the new earth? Ask that and see what they say. Look them in the eye. I can, but this is not no tell-and-tell show. This is a show to help you understand what time of day that it is. It's going to be on that new earth and see what they say. I pray some that is on this radio show right now, hey, you better start thinking, because somebody just might walk into church of mine and ask you that, and you got the microphone in your hand. Instead of saying the same thing over and over again, and you see the same result, none, zero. You know what? Pastor said he refused to preach at a graveside funeral. Said the women came up in short tops and pants and breasts and cleavage hanging out. Said he left the dead where they put him. You know, on those things before they lower you in the earth. He said, no, no, no. I said, you got to be kidding. He said, no. And I'm going to have my secretary mail them their money back. You know what? It's a few out there that ain't playing just to say, I got this and that. You know what? I got to ask. My daddy used to meet at the Grind on Monday. All the big-time preachers would meet there almost downtown L.A. I called the Grinder. All of them, they come in there. Oh, yeah, I had 200 yesterday. This one. Oh, yeah, I had 400. What happened? They didn't follow sound counsel. Where are they at now? One by one. I was helping my father. Well, Reverend McGrawson didn't die. Well, Reverend Davis didn't die. Well, so every week they are gone. Now, I don't know if they would be talking like I'm talking right now, but time is out. There has been a prophecy. The women telling the good news is a large army. Well, I sure am telling it. It might not be good to those that can't answer that question. When they ask you, I read here, I see this. What's going to happen on the new earth? They ain't going to say nothing, because if they tell you it's going to be some limit on the new earth, then they got to talk to you about the resurrection. All y'all ministers out there, close up if you can't talk about the resurrection. It was somebody talking about the resurrection of the righteous. But what does the Bible say? It's going to be a global, worldwide educational work done for those that are coming back, that are going to be resurrected. He don't need a bunch of us hanging around. Heaven, he all, how you gonna do that? Paul said, flesh and blood cannot inherit. You ain't no spirit right now, you know. You got two ears. You hear what I'm saying? Talk to him. And you can always call Colonel Harrison. You can always call me. You can send an email. You know what? I'm all up through the night talking. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next time, you want to hear anything about who will go to live in heaven and why? We've already talked about that. Who will go? What are you going to do? Why are you going? And you've been down here battling Satan tooth and nail 24/7. That thing called death. Now, if the minister answered this, who will go to heaven? Tune in next week, because the topic will be on death. Where is your sting? We're going to talk, because if you talk about somebody going to heaven, they got to transform. They got to die. Oh, my God. What is death? Where did death come from? When did death come into and reside amongst humankind? Somebody better talk. Please make sure next week, same time, same place, you will be here to hear about this thing called death, because some of you guys have been running from death. You can't outrun death. But in the twinkling of an eye, what's supposed to happen? You're going to go wait in the cemetery? Your cremated remains? That God knows everything. He going to put everything back together, because his son promised a resurrection of the good and the bad. Oh, you know what? Don't ask your pastor about this tomorrow. Wait until we talk about it next week. This thing called death. Do you know that spirit of evil is called death? What? That's a spirit? God created death? Hey, you ain't going to hear that. But if you just saw me as a Jehovah's Witness hanging around them churches, oh, yeah, you got all that. I bought thousands in, and I can prove it. I just got another letter from them. Please, please, please. Let me tell you something. We going to eat this thing called death up, because you've been told you going to heaven. Oh, really? You got to transfer through the, oh, my God, hallelujah. Colonel Harrison, I want you to close this out right now with a prayer, because we're on a serious roll. You listen to this show. We're not going to play. We're not going to try to lie for you to be first on a church bus to a picnic. You better get off of that picnic bus and run to the first door and tell him Jesus lives, because he lives in me. Colonel Harrison, thank you so much for working with us. You know, this minister's been with us through, I think I saw this morning, 297 shows. He ain't playing. I know I'm not playing. See, many is playing, because you can get all the money, all the barbecue did, and all the two-piece suits you can get. You can talk about women like a dog if you want to, but I'm going to tell you what, some of you men, you ministers, you done fell on your job. And the poor women is just standing around trying to boast you up. Jesus has called a mighty army together. I don't need to be in the pulpit. I don't even care about that. What I care about is the word of God being shared to and fro up and down the street. You don't need to be in a building to do that. Look at all them witness women out there. They can wipe you up in shreds. Hallelujah, praise God. God bless your name, Jehovah. We come to glorify your name, Jehovah. Bless the world, Jehovah, as you see fit, not me. And you will continue to get the glory. Hey, you guys, hallelujah. Thank you, Colonel Harrison. We will talk with you next week. Colonel Harrison's going to bring the message on this thing called death. So come on, tell everybody you know that's earmarked to die. Make sure next Saturday, same time, they are on the Global Vision for Living 2-Day Show. God bless you. Have a great weekend.